League Baseball announced on Monday that it would postpone opening day until at least mid-May. Commissioner Rob Manfred made the announcement after the CDC on Sunday recommended gatherings of 50 people or more be canceled nationwide. According to some reports, however, GMs are bracing for the possibility that the season won't start until July.
So even though MLB is making it sound like there's a chance we'll see some baseball in the near future, there are a lot of unanswered questions. Like, for example, what's going on with all of the stadium workers, the folks who sell beer and hot dogs or who check bags and work in parking lots? What are they going to do as their livelihoods are on hold?
Today, we're going to talk with The Athletic's Zach Buchanan, who spoke to 22 stadium workers at spring training in Arizona about how they're planning to get by, what they might do in the meantime, and why promised donations from players and owners might not be such simple transactions.
I had some people that I spoke to that were skeptical of whether that money would get to those people, because you can't just pay it to them directly. You have to pay it to the company they work for, and what mechanisms exist to make sure the company they work for will actually pay it to their employees as opposed to pocketing.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Tuesday, March 17th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
Yeah, they're faster, faster.
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
Are you kidding me? I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So, Zach, we're recording this on Monday morning. What's the current situation where you are in Phoenix?
I mean, things have changed, but mostly just for people who have chosen to make a change. Although yesterday the governor shut down all the schools for at least a short term. Kind of the panic hasn't really overtaken us here, but those of us who are paying attention, myself included, are trying to stay home at, you know, as much as possible, and no socializing with friends, no going out. It's hit my family particularly hard. My family lives in Dallas, and my sister was supposed to get married this coming Saturday, and she had to make the decision over this past weekend to cancel her wedding, which was excruciating, but the right thing to do given the circumstances. Wow. So it's meant that kind of we're all hunkering down and trying to take this very seriously.
And the Phoenix area, Zach, you know, its economy, especially this time of year, seems to rely a lot on a huge influx of people for spring training and just for winter travel in general.
It does. The month of March, I think, is the biggest month economically for the Phoenix area by far. This is a city and a state that thrives on the hospitality industry and on tourism. And so, you know, even the day that games were canceled here, I mean, we were still seeing people really packing themselves into park. This didn't seem to be a pressing concern here for most of the people traveling here to do this. If there is a silver lining to this, is that we got most of spring training in the books. And so it's going to hurt the economy, but we still got a lot of it in. It's not going to hurt so badly as if we had canceled all this in late February. Then, you know, the state would have really been hurting.
So how are you and your wife holding up?
We're doing okay. I mean, she's pretty much living her life as normal because she has to go to work. I'm going a little stir crazy. I've only been like shut in for 3 days and I'm already realizing the effects of it. I mean, otherwise it would be like the off season for me where I'm working from home. I'm doing most of my stories over the phone. But the difference being that if we wanted to go out to eat or go to a movie or go see some friends, we could do that. And now I don't have that option. So I'm trying to like open all the windows and make sure I can see outside where other people are so I don't go crazy.
So many people across the country are seeing their workplaces shut down right now. And we wanted to talk about a couple of those people who work in the sports world, people who also might be especially vulnerable. And you've interviewed a couple of folks like this, Zach. First, could you tell us about Val Capone?
Sure. Val is, she kind of does a little bit of everything in Chicago. She has been a beer vendor at Wrigley Field for 15 years. She was also doing some of that at Sloan Park here in Mesa, Arizona, where the Cubs train for spring training.
3 years ago, I started working at Sloan Park, and it's kind of become my regular routine. And it's wonderful because I now have a more or less a family base out here because of the friends that I've made. And so, yeah, this is all pretty devastating.
She's also a bartender at the Nisei Lounge, which is a bar in Wrigleyville. And she's also done kind of announcing, ringside announcing for wrestling promotions. And I think also roller derby in the Chicago area for local events there. All of those things have shut down. Just recently, all the bars and restaurants in Chicago got shut down, so she can't go there either. And on top of all this, she's got Crohn disease, and she lost her spleen in a car accident, I think back in 1995.
I'm one of the immunocompromised people that they talk about, and a lot of our medication that cronies have to take just to function are immunosuppressants. So I'm on the list whenever there's a flu shot shortage. I'm one of the people that is always guaranteed to get one because my immune system is so bad.
So she is very concerned both for how she's going to make money and how she's going to withstand, you know, this period where there are no sports and no bars and everything.
So I work around live music and sports and entertainment. That's what I do. And I help people have a good time. And none of us are having a very good time right now.
And also what she's going to do if she gets sick. Will she have the money to seek treatment? Will she have the money to make sure she can stay home and not go out and risk contracting the virus? So it's a very tenuous situation for her.
Where was she when she found out that professional sports leagues and therefore all of her part-time jobs were shutting down?
She was packing up the bar at Sloan Park in Arizona. It was kind of a weird situation. The day that kind of sports stopped, we had rain here in Phoenix. So all the spring training games were canceled because of inclement weather. So she was thinking, oh, we're just packing up the bar because it's raining.
And then it went from close the bar down and, you know, keep it organized because we're going to come back to work Saturday to... We're not coming back. The season is done. Spring training is called.
So she essentially packed up the bar for good. And she already had a scheduled trip back to Chicago and she flew back to Chicago. And at the time was making the decision of whether to stay there or whether to go back to Arizona where she still had kind of her lodgings paid for, rental car, all that, and kind of what to do during, you know, this national quarantine essentially.
And what was her reaction when she realized that she was going to be, you know, without work indefinitely?
You know, of all the people I talked to, she's the one that got the most emotional. And I think it's because I caught her at the end of a long flight, at the end of a long day. And at times she was very steady and was talked with kind of a clear mind and voice about what this means for people like her.
You know, this is supposed to be my money time of year. This is supposed to be when I can like reset my coffers. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's scary to think that you're going to go from your busiest, most financially prosperous time of year to, you know, I don't have any kids and I'm not married, so I'm fine with it. But I'm just thinking about my best friend who's the manager at Nisei Lounge and she has a 13-year-old son. What is she going to do? You know, it's just really scary.
It's one of those things that you can kind of understand conceptually, but when you start, you know, wondering about the emotional weight of it, if you are that person that is affected, I mean, it can really get to you. So I think that she is wondering what's going to become of her. And I'm not sure there are any good answers to that yet.
There's going to be a lot of various stages of emotions people are going to be feeling. There's going to be anger. There's going to be grief, you know, sadness, like despair. And then there's going to be people that are like, hey, what's your Venmo? You know, I just poured myself a shot of Malort. So since you can't, let me send you the tip. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, people have done that and it's crazy. And I tell them all to send it to my best friend, Lou, because like I said, she has a kid. But, you know, we just got to have a good time together and wash our hands, man. Ugh.
And Zach, you also spoke with a college student named Sydney Price. Tell us a little about Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney, she's 19. She is going to college at Sinclair Community College in Dayton, Ohio.
Well, I'm supposed to have three jobs. I am supposed to be working for Great American Ballpark, where I just check bags for them. This would be my first season of doing so, if and when a season actually gets underway. And then I also work for Buffalo Wild Wings and Hardee's. To be honest, I don't know if I will be working for them or not, because in Ohio, they just closed restaurants for the time being indefinitely, with the exception of carryout and delivery.
She found out about the Great American Ballpark job not happening first, obviously, because if the season was going to be postponed, she wasn't going to be starting on opening day like she thought she was going to be. Opening day, the Reds always play at home on opening day. It's a big tradition. And since then, the other two have stopped. You know, people aren't going to casinos, aren't going to Buffalo Wild Wings. She was working one shift at Buffalo Wild Wings that she thought was surreal because there were a lot of people there, but there were no sports on TV. There was nothing to watch. In total, she was working about 55 to 60 hours a week, all those three jobs included. And so that's a lot of income to make up that she won't be able to with all those jobs ceasing.
Did you get a sense of how she'll be able to handle this time without work?
At the time we spoke, she still had the job at Hardee's and at Buffalo Wild Wings. And she was thinking, oh, I still have those two jobs. I'll be fine. So I don't know how she's handling now that her other two jobs have stopped as well.
I still live with my parents. So they have told me they'll be able to help me with everything that I need, like food and stuff like that. Unfortunately, for a lot of my coworkers, that's not the case. Usually for them, they have one of those jobs and that's it. And if that goes away, then they're sort of stuck.
With home security, there are basically two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's the traditional way where you wait weeks for a technician to do a messy installation that costs a small fortune. Yikes. Or there's the other way, our sponsor, SimpliSafe. For me, the choice was simple because SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you to anyone approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard inside. But what's truly remarkable is you can set up this system all by yourself. It takes 30 minutes to an hour tops, and you'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice 24/7. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. Go to simplysafe.com/lead today, and you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Go now and be sure you go to simplysafe.com/lead so they know we sent you. That's simplysafe.com/LEAD.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So over the past few days, there's been a growing movement to support these arena workers and stadium workers who are suddenly without jobs. You know, it seemed to start with Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban and Cleveland Cavs star Kevin Love.
Now, some good news for people who are out of work related to all of this coronavirus stuff. Kevin Love has stepped up in a really big way, donating money to help the workers at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse who are out of work as events are canceled. He is putting up $100,000 through his Kevin Love Foundation, and he's also asked others to join him, too. Now, the Kevin Love Foundation often
focuses on... And then it picked up some momentum. What's the latest on that front?
we've seen a lot of owners in the NHL and the NBA step up to do this. A lot of these seasonal workers that I spoke to from my story, I talked to 22 people. They have all noticed. They noticed what Kevin Love did. They noticed what Mark Cuban did. They noticed what Dan Gilbert did. Not that much has happened in baseball yet. I think part of that is because if you're the NHL and you're the NBA, you knew exactly how many games were left in the season and that you were likely to miss. And so it was a lot easier to kind of nail down what this is going to cost you to help your employees. Right now, I don't think baseball has any idea when the season's going to start again. It could be after Memorial Day, for all we know. It could be longer. Kind of events are changing on the ground by the hour. So I don't think anybody has a good grip on that. So it's a little hard to know what you need to do exactly to help out the people who are going to be the most affected. That doesn't mean that they can't start doing something. They could, you know, cover April or something and then worry about May later on. But so far, 29 of 30 teams, the last time I checked, have not done something like this. They've said, well, we're planning to make up whatever games we miss. We'll make up on the back end in October, and we'll still play the full 162. So those people affected will still work 162 games, which is a nice theory, except some of these people have other jobs that start in October, or some of these people can't just miss the paychecks until baseball resumes again. They need the help now. So I don't think that's going to be a workable plan long-term. So I would expect we'll see more teams in baseball step up to the plate.
Well, and also, I mean, how would you play baseball into like December or January with a delayed start to the season? I mean, it just doesn't seem practical to expect a 162 game season.
Yes. And to do that, you'd have to move to neutral sites, dome stadiums and warm weather parks and stuff like that. And obviously, if you're working at Citi Field in New York, you can't just suddenly go pick up shifts at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg. It just doesn't work that way. I think that we're going to have to see some more concrete action taken to help these people.
Zach, how are most stadium and arena workers actually employed? Do they work directly for the teams or the arenas themselves?
I would guess that most of them, the people we would think of stadium and arena workers, work for third-party companies. So a lot of the food service people at Wrigley Field and at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, where the Cubs and White Sox play, they work for a company called Levy Restaurants, which is a restaurant group in Chicago that also has restaurants all over the city. They do not work for the Cubs. They do not work for the White Sox. A lot of the security employees work for a private security firm that is contracted by these teams. I had some people that I spoke to that were skeptical of whether that money would get to those people, because you can't just pay it to them directly. You have to pay it to the company they work for, and what mechanisms exist to make sure the company they work for will actually pay it to their employees as opposed to pocketing. These companies are going to be hurting too. I mean, they don't have any business right now. So it's a difficult situation. I'm not sure how they're going to iron that out.
It sounds like both Val and Sydney are a bit skeptical too about whether or not these pledges will actually end up putting money in their pockets.
Yes, I think they're all kind of hoping for the best, expecting the worst.
I hope it's not all just a big PR stunt, which to me seems awful.
I don't mean to sound ungrateful, because I'm not, for anything that my friends and my family are going to get during this really trying time. But I mean, how do they determine who's going to get what? Because as a bartender, we get paid like, I don't even know what bar wages right now, because those paychecks don't really cover anything. I honestly usually put my paychecks, like from bartending shifts, into a savings account, and then that's my travel fund for January. You know what I mean?
I'm maybe a little more optimistic than they are that they will get some help. There were some people that I spoke to in my story that they said, I don't think this is going to happen for me. And then they reached back out after the story ran and said, hey, I wanted you to know that we just got told we're going to be paid for the rest of the games. We're going to work in March or something like that. Not really all the help they need, but some help that they got more than they were expecting. I think that's going to happen for a lot of people, probably. I don't think people like Val are going to give up on making sure that people understand what people like her are going through. And it's going to take some kind of public pressure on some of these teams. But I think there is kind of the political will for that at this point.
This is obviously a fast-moving story. Things are changing, you know, hour by hour. But at this time, what government financial support is available to people who are losing their jobs because of coronavirus shutdowns?
You know, it is a little tough because you have to kind of really get into the details about what losing your job means. So if some of these people who are working for their stadiums, if they are considered still employed, quote unquote, they might have a hard time getting unemployment benefits.
I've been trying to file unemployment all day, but the website keeps crashing. And it keeps insisting that I have a spouse, even though I don't, you know, and I'm like, no, they're like, we need your spouses. And so I'm like, I'm married to roller derby. I don't know.
But if they have actually lost their job, I mean, the national bill that just got passed by the House includes added funds to be given to states for unemployment insurance. A lot of states have expanded their unemployment benefits. I know Ohio is one of those that just changed how their unemployment benefits work to help more people. But if you're in a situation where you are just trying to kind of self-isolate and making the choice to stay home, even though you might not have the ability to stay home and keep your job, you will not qualify for unemployment benefits because it's a choice you're making and not your employer to not work. And I think that's kind of an unfair choice to ask a lot of people to make between their health and public health and between their paychecks. So I think we still need to see some more action to make it not such a Sophie's choice for these people.
And Zach, you are continuing to work while much of the world and pretty much all of the sports world shuts down. What will you be covering?
I'll still be kind of keeping my tabs on how this is affecting the sports world. I'm working on a story right now about what this is going to mean for amateur draft prospects in baseball. Almost all of them have had their spring seasons canceled. So this last season they were hoping for as a platform season to get drafted is just not going to exist. And especially for high school kids in cold weather cities like Chicago or the Northeast, baseball season never even got the chance to get started for them because it wasn't ever warm enough. So the last impression they'll have to make on scouts will maybe be anything they did in fall baseball, which is so long ago. So I'm trying to get a hold of as many of those guys as I can to figure out how they're doing and what they think will have to happen to get drafted.
Well, Zach, thanks so much for joining us today, and try not to get too stir crazy.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Got a big puzzle we're trying to put together, so.
You can follow Zach Buchanan's coverage of the Arizona Diamondbacks at theathletic.com.
Here are some other stories we're following at The Lead. The NHL released a statement on Monday saying that it would be suspending all league activities until at least mid-May, just like Major League Baseball. The NHL has advised its players to self-quarantine at their homes until that time, unless, quote, a longer period may be required in accordance with local mandates related to travel.
In an appearance on Good Morning America, Utah Jazz star Donovan Mitchell said that while he has been diagnosed with the coronavirus, he remains asymptomatic. Speaking with GMA host Robin Roberts from Self-Isolation, Mitchell spoke about his relationship with teammate Rudy Gobert, who was the first NBA player to test positive for COVID-19.
To be honest with you, Robin, you know, it took a while, you know, for me to kind of cool off, you know, and I read what he said and I heard what he said. So, you know, I'm glad he's doing okay. I'm glad I'm doing well. I'm just really happy, to be honest, Robin, that it's just, you know, I hate to say there's two of us, but like it wasn't the whole party.
Gobert drew criticism for his seemingly reckless actions, including touching reporters' microphones and signing autographs for fans prior to his positive test. He has since apologized and pledged $500,000 to coronavirus-related causes in Utah, Oklahoma, and his native France.
And finally, while the rest of the sports world slowed to a crawl, the NFL hot stove started off with a bang. The Houston Texans traded Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins and a late-round draft pick to the Arizona Cardinals in exchange for running back David Johnson and a second-rounder, meaning Hopkins will team up with second-year quarterback Kyler Murray in Arizona next season. The move sent shockwaves around the league.
Bill O'Brien should get ready for his door to be opened by Deshaun Watson and ask for a trade. I mean, I can't believe that the Houston Texans would make this move.
But the NFL was just getting started. The Texans quickly found a replacement for Hopkins, signing Randall Cobb to a 3-year deal. Over in Indy, the Colts traded their 13th overall draft pick to the 49ers for defensive tackle DeForest Buckner. The Bills traded 4 draft picks to the Vikings for wide receiver Stephon Diggs, while the Dolphins signed Byron Jones to a 5-year, $82.5 million deal, making him the highest-paid cornerback in the NFL. tight end Jimmy Graham signed a 2-year deal with the Bears, and former Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota reportedly signed a deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. That's going to take some getting used to saying. The Titans placed the franchise tag on star running back Derrick Henry. Down in Dallas, the Cowboys did the same for quarterback Dak Prescott. The Cowboys also reportedly re-signed Amari Cooper to a 5-year, $100 million extension, making him the second highest paid receiver in the league. Got all that?
Thanks for listening today. If you like our show, remember to tell all your podcast listening friends and remember to subscribe. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Andres Kelto.
And I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you tomorrow.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.